builders of Nash Motor Cars. Kelvinator, builders of Kelvinator home appliances. Nash Kelvinator, one of America's great independent companies, welcomes you to the NK Musical Showroom starring the Andrews Sisters. This is Andre Baruch inviting you to listen to the music of the Andrews Sisters, Kurt Massey, Vic Sean and his orchestra, the Ambassadors, and in the Nash Kelvinator Green Room, tonight's guest is Jane Powell. And here are Kurt Massey, the Ambassadors, and the Andrews Sisters.
We stole down the line, a big head been number 49. She's the old one that fell away. All the engines began to settle down. Hear the old smoke rising round the bend. I reckon that you know she's gonna meet a friend, folks around. I forget the time of day, from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Here she comes.
She's got a list of passengers that's pretty big, and they'll want with you round to tell. She's not them traveling for quite a spell all the way. Till on the attitude began to settle down. Here comes 49, just a puffin' and a steamin' coming on down the line. She's due in today. On the attitude to speak and the Santa Fe.
Do you hear that whistle on the hood?
And good evening, everybody.
Say, what's next on the line from you, Maxine and Laverne?
Well, it's a special delivery about what's doing in the USA from us Andrews Sisters over here to you GIs over there.
And fellows, as usual, love is sweeping the country.
Right.
Okay, fellas, here's the latest in the rhythm and romance department.
Get that feeling in the moonlight, that wonderful feeling that you want to be king. You're strolling in the park, the stars so bright above. You love to love somebody, but there's nobody there to love. Did you ever get that longing on a June night, that wonderful longing you can never resist? Did you ever get that feeling in the moonlight? That feeling that says you wanna be king. Get that feeling in the moonlight, that wonderful feeling that you ought to be kissed. You're strolling in the park and the sky's so bright above. You love to love somebody, but there's nobody there to love.
Did you ever get that longing on a June night, that wonderful longing you can never resist?
Did you ever get that feeling in the moonlight, that wonderful feeling that says you just want to be king?
Soon, instead of dreaming about that car of tomorrow, you'll be driving it. A dazzling new Nash 600, a whale of a big car. Actually, it's the roomiest low-priced car you've ever seen. Yet it goes 25 to 30 miles on 1 gallon of gasoline at moderate highway speeds. Everything about it is news. It's the first low-priced car with coil spring on all four wheels. You simply don't feel the bumps. It's built to be free of squeaks and rattles. Instead of a separate body and frame, your Nash 600 is an integral unit of welded steel, super strong. And you'll notice the new Nash is magically free of dust and chilly drafts, because the famous Nash Weather Eye conditioned air system gives you a flow of filtered fresh air in summer, and in winter, a draft-free atmosphere of thermostatically controlled warm air. Your Nash dealer now has photographs and advance information on the Nash 600 and the new Ambassador. See him and see why you'll be ahead with Nash. And now allow me to call your attention to the chief object of interest in the swoon corner of the showroom, Kurt Massey. Hey, tell us about your tune, eh, Kurt?
Well, Andre, it's about the same sweet sentiment, love. But with some modern post-war fixings.
Uh-huh.
Instead of a serve with a fringe on top, it's a helicopter with a windmill on top.
Uh-huh.
Instead of a vine-covered cottage, it's a super duplex with a plastic outside.
Uh-huh. And instead of a kiss?
Oh, that they'll never replace, Andre. Listen. Imagine me with my head on your shoulder. You with your lips getting bolder, eyes full of moon, a sweet mellow tune. I'll buy the dream. Imagine you in a gown white and flowy, and me thanking Ted for your dowry. Shirt full of folk and those last-minute jokes, I'll buy that dream. A honeymoon in Cairo and a brand-new Abu Gyro, then home by rocket in a wing. We'll settle down near Dallas in a little plastic palace. It's not as crazy as you think. Imagine me on our first anniversary with someone like you in the nursery. Doesn't sound bad, and if it can be had, I'll buy the dream. Sky full of moon and a sweet mellow tune, I'll buy the dream. Imagine me on our first anniversary with someone like you in the nursery. Doesn't sound bad, and if it can be had, I'll buy that dream. We'll be in business. I'll buy that dream.
In every theater in the world, there's a green room. The room where the star waits for those magic words, you're on. From our own Nash Kelvinator green room steps our guest of the week to receive an award of merit for outstanding contribution to the world of entertainment. She's one of the most distinguished ladies of the American stage, a truly great actress who has stepped from green rooms in theaters all over this country and in London to weave her magic spell.
She's here tonight to appear in the role that I know all of you remember and love.
Ladies and gentlemen, stepping from the green room, Miss Jane Carroll. Miss Carroll, I know our audience remembers you in many great roles. As Juliet, as Amytis in The Road to Rome, as Lucy Chase Wayne in First Lady, and as Moon Yin in Smiling Through, which you're going to play for us tonight. It's an old question, but which of all the many parts you play do you like best?
Well, Andre, the role I'm proudest of having played is not a scene behind the footlights, it's a scene backstage.
A scene backstage? What was that?
Organizing the American Theater Wing's stage door canteen. And truly, the servicemen we entertained there made up the greatest audience anybody ever had.
Yes, and those boys feel just exactly the same way about you, as you can hear. And now, Miss Cowell, the scene from Smiling Through. I know that you were the co-author of the play, that it was one of your greatest successes, and one of the all-time hits of the American stage.
Thank you, Andres. I've asked Nicholas Joy to play John Cosgrove. And now, will you set the scene for us?
With pleasure. Everyone, I suppose, wants to believe in the life hereafter. Well, John Carteret thought he had reason to be sure of it. But let John tell his own story. The story of Smiling Through.
It was a matter of more than 50 years ago. On the night I was to marry a lovely Irish lady with the most beautiful name in the world. Moon Yin Clare. In the moonlit garden, where the marriage was to take place in less than an hour, my greatest rival, half mad with jealousy, told Moon Yin he'd rather kill her than see her married to anyone else. After he left, I joined her. Moon Yin, her heart heavy with apprehension, threw herself into my arms. I must have felt some warning, too. For holding her tight, I said, nothing must ever part us. Promise me.
Oh, John. John, not even death itself. Because if I should have to die and leave you, I'd be so lonely for you, I'd come back to you. You'd never be without me for a single second.
Just then, the garden gate was flung open. There was a pistol shot, and Moon Yin slipped from my arms. I cried out to her, Moon Yin, don't leave me.
Oh, I never fear. Love like this can't die. I'll find a way to come back. Just you wait and see. You know, I've always been a vain creature. I can't help thinking what a charming ghost I shall be.
Well, for 50 years, she kept her word. Whenever the moonlight reached the garden gate, it would open slowly by itself. And there she'd be until... There came a time when my young ward fell in love with a descendant of the man who'd killed Moon Yin. I refused to permit the marriage. Everyone left me, and I was terribly alone. Now more than ever, I needed her. In my solitude, I called to her. Moon Yin. Moon Yin. Moon Yin. She forsaken me too.
Oh, John. You'll never be able to see me or hear me. Why you have hate in your heart, it breaks the spell. I know how much you need me, John. My zone. And I'm right here. But there must be no dark shadows of unkindness or of anger. Love must shine all round.
After that, she didn't come again until I'd made my peace with the young lovers. And I was glad. But I was feeling very ill. My old heart was giving me trouble that night. I seemed to go to sleep in my usual garden chair facing the gate. It was moonlight. The last thing I remember hearing was the music that always heralded her coming. Yes, there she was. I felt strangely light as I rose to greet her.
John?
Oh, my dear. You've come back to me.
I've been here all the time. Only you couldn't see me because you've been such an obstinate, dear silly. Keeping those two young things apart.
You won't go away anymore? now that I've made it right?
Never anymore.
Why? You're in your wedding dress.
Yes.
Just as you were that night. As beautiful, fresh, young, as if 50 years were only a day. But I... How can you bear to look at me? I'm old. My face is lined.
I see no line.
My hair's white.
Why, it's as brown as a nut.
I'm bent and feeble.
You're as straight and tall as a poplar.
You see me like that?
I see you like that.
It's a miracle.
It's love.
You've never let me question you. But tell me now, when shall we be together? Always.
Look there, at that figure in the chair.
Oh, why, then's what they call dying?
Yes. Isn't it glorious? And isn't it stupid to be afraid of it?
Why, who's afraid?
Some poor dears are. But they'd go smiling through the years if they knew what they'd find at the end of the road.
Ah, that was a beautiful performance, Miss Powell. As a symbol of the Nash Chelvinator Green Room Award, let me give you this model of the Green Room Door for your outstanding contribution to the world of entertainment.
Oh, thank you very much, Andre. Good night.
Good night. And now, Patty, Maxine, and Laverne get together on an old number that I bet a lot of you will be humming right along with them. The Andrews sisters set a sentimental scene down in the valley.
In the valley so low, late in the evening, hear that train blow, the train don't stay long. It goes right through, and now it's gone, love, and where are you? Oh, you go, love, her old time sake. Put your arms round, feel my heart break. Down in the valley so low, late in the rain blow, the train is gone, love, and out of sight. Good night, my darling, darling.
See how easily you may create an efficient modern kitchen by easy stages. For soon your Kelvinator dealer will display the first appliance you will want, a big gleaming Kelvinator refrigerator. Everything about it is as new as tomorrow. There's frozen food storage space that holds up to 30 pounds of frozen meats, poultry, fruits, and vegetables. There are big sliding glass-covered crispers that keep green vegetables crisp and fresh for days. There is a big oversized bin for handy dry storage of over a bushel of root vegetables. And behind all these convenient features and a brilliant new beauty is the famous Polosphere unit that powers your new Kelvinator. Sealed in steel and lubricated for life, it never requires care or attention. Yes, the new Kelvinator refrigerator is the perfect beginning for a perfect kitchen. See it soon at your Kelvinator dealers and ask him about the new Kelvinator automatic cook electric range and home freezer soon to follow. Get the best things first. Get Kelvinator. Once again, we bring you the soul-stirring drama of Patty and Massey, or A Duet Can Be Beautiful, as the scene opens in the shady little town of Modulation, Florida. Kurt Massey is discovered studying his score. Will he? Can he make that high note?
La 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 la.
And down the street, in her little cottage with the downbeats at the door, our heroine Patty Andrews faces a similar problem. Will she? Can she make that low note?
La 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 la.
She can. He can. Ah, what bliss. Listen to the happy couple.
Then you mean...
Oh, yes, darling, yes.
Oh, it's the right key.
We can sing our duet.
Oh, happy day. I'll be walking with my honey down Honeymoon Lane. Soon, soon, soon.
Sweeter to my sweetie than ever before. Morning, night, and noon. For I'll be walking with my honey down Honeymoon Lane. Yes, sir.
Remember that little cottage we had planned last summer by the seashore?
Well, make it soon, soon, soon.
How very soon.
Meet the moon, moon, moon.
We won't care if it's November or the middle of June.
You know, Pat, honey, when we really get settled down, I'm going to be around you all the time.
I'll make it morning, night.
Well, you know, every once in a great while, a tune comes along and becomes everybody's love song. Now, when a tune like that appears, it stays around and gets more popular every year. It's that kind of a song that the Andrews sisters, Kurt Massey, Vic Schoen, and the Ambassadors bring you now. Night and Day.
Thank you.
Beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer showers through. So a voice within me keeps repeating, you, you, you.
Terminator Green Room, in the showcase of the showroom, Morton Downey. And remember,
we'll be with you each Wednesday at this time.
Nash, builders of Nash Motor Cars. Kelvinator, builders of Kelvinator Home Appliances. Nash Kelvinator, makers of Nash Motor Cars, Kelvinator and Leonard Home Appliances, will be looking for you next Wednesday in the NK Musical Showroom. Starring the Andrews Sisters with Kurt Massey, Rich Shawn and his orchestra, and the Ambassadors. And in the green room, Morton Downey. Until then, this is Andre Baruch wishing you good evening. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.